Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Light Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
KD2AIT. Jeff, good evening. This is KA3TFB. KA3TFB, Bill, located now in Wexford, Pennsylvania, 20 miles north of Pittsburgh. Our temperature here is 10 degrees. And I would like a accurate weather report up there in near Boonville. I would like to see if the Hudson River has frozen over yet. And good evening. We are checking in on the Echo Link system, and KA3TFB will be standing by.
KA3TFB, good evening, Bill. Our temperature here is 10 below zero. We're not anywhere near the Hudson River up here. We're west of Albany, so we're closer to Watertown than the Hudson River. So can't help you there, but it's cool up here, and it's supposed to remain cool for a bit. And we're supposed to get a little bit of snow here, not much, but a little bit here the next few days. And that's your weather report.
Roger. We did copy 10 below zero. That's a minus 10 up there. And I know where Watertown is. I've driven through there over the past few years. So you're closer to probably Niagara Falls. I'm hoping that perhaps this super chill will maybe freeze that falls over and give old Bill here a chance to come up there and see that wonder. Appreciate, Jeff, you getting back with me. And for those who are on the net there, indeed a good evening from Bill now in Wexford. That's western Pennsylvania, and we're on a break. And we'll be standing by and listening for a few, and then at appropriate time we'll be signing off. Back over to KD2AIT, Net Control Jeff. And KA3TFB in listening mode.
Okay, Bill, yeah, we're south of Watertown and north of Utica. So right here in the town of Boonville, New York. Nice snowbelt capital of the state. So if you're ever out in this area, feel free to stop by. All right, Bill, thanks. And good luck with your travels there. Hi, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any other portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Okay, I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. This is KD2AIT.
M2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
KA2ZZ. Hi, Jeff.
EC2MBU.
All right, there's a bunch more. We'll start at the top with M2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everybody on the net. We've got a temperature here on the mountainside in Watson of 14 below zero. Temperature range today, we had a low of 25 below zero this morning, and high today of minus 2. So that's our weather stats here for today. That'd be kind of interesting, especially to that guy there in Wexford, Pennsylvania. Thinking that might let him know. And I believe Watertown had an official low of 37 below zero this morning. So that's about it from here, and I'm going to be digging up a couple golden nuggets again quite soon. So with that, we'll say God bless in 73s, and oh, by Jack, thing. Official, my
unofficial total here of snow for the season so far is 73 inches. N2P FM clear.
Okay, George. Well, I hope everything's else going all right up there, and you guys try to stay warm. I think we had a similar temperature here this morning. I remember when I got up a little later because I worked late, and it was about 24 out on my thermometer, and it always is a couple degrees warmer than it really is outside, so it was probably about that, 26 or so, and that was pretty cold. I know a lot of people had their problems with their pipes freezing up, and what are you going to do? You got to keep that water running when it gets this cold, especially when we're going through these periods where it lasts for a duration. We have like a little ritual here practically. We empty out the ice machine so the ice maker is working all night in the refrigerator and keep the water going. We don't run the dishwasher until when I go to bed, which is usually around 2 or 3 or so when I'm working late at night. And, simple things, keeping the cabinets open under the sink and things like that. We've never had a problem, but why tempt fate? All right, George. Thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU. Or no, I'm sorry. KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, hi, Jeff. Everybody on board tonight. Good crew by the sound of it. Yeah, we dropped down to 12 below last night, this morning, and I saw 2.5 plus through the day one time. I think that was about it. It was a nice sunny day, but boy, it sure was cold. And I, believe it or not, I'm on my beam. It's turning this time. It didn't freeze up. I guess it dropped so cold, that there was no moisture on it or something this time. I don't know. I don't know what freezes on. But anyways, that's about it. Yeah, 37 below, they said, in Watertown was the coldest in the United States. That was just today. So that was kind of a dubious distinction. So that's about it from down here. I'll say 73 to all. And back to you, Jeff. KA2ZNZ.
Well, Jack, with all this cold weather and being so dry, probably dried that moisture right off out of there and evaporated it all off, even if it is this cold. Hey, it works. Don't complain. Yeah, I see that there. Watertown had the coldest mainland temperature today, and I can believe it. It's brutal out there. I had to let the dogs out here and there throughout the day, but most of the time I kept them inside today, but they can't stay inside all day. They got to go out and do their business and get some exercise, too. So had them out, and boy, they didn't want to be out too long. I can tell you that. It was cold. All right. Thanks, Jack. We'll catch up with you later. KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's up?
KC2. AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, our temperature this morning, about 5 o'clock, was minus 26. I guess that's as cold as it got. It's come up, it's 12 below zero right now. But I don't think it's going down too far tonight. Well, this toughens you up, makes you.
Still there, Clint?
Yes, I got a slipping some. Well, I don't have anything to add to it tonight, just the temperature. Nice. I hear the fellas on. KA2VLA is clear.
All righty, Clint. Well, thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening. Yeah, this cold is something, but I've been staying inside. I try not to go out at all. I had to go out for a little bit. I let the truck warm up for about 20 minutes. It didn't even seem like it did anything, but, all right, we'll catch up with you later. N5AOW. Bill, you all thawed out up there? What's going on?
Well, not quite, Jeff. I'll tell you what, it's been, like Cliff said, it was 26 below this morning. It's 13 below now, and I think everything is frozen solid by now, but we'll get over it, we'll get past it. Nothing else new in this area. I sat in the house most of the day and played 40 meters and whatever else, a little bit of 80 earlier, and just enjoyed it. So, I don't know. Winter is on its way out, but it's on its way in at the same time, and kind of funny, really. So, back to you, Jeff. KD2AIT, Net Control, N5AOW.
Okay, Bill, yeah, there looks like we're going to get some cool weather here for a little bit, some snow, but they said we're going to get a little reprieve. It might almost get 20 here in the next couple of days, but right back to being cold again. Well, it's all right. The snowmobilers seem to be enjoying it. In fact, I got my brother coming up here tomorrow. He's going to do some snowmobile here for a couple of days, and so at least somebody gets to enjoy it. All right, Bill, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT for ID. KC2MBU. Ray, good evening. What's up?
Oh, we're same as Clint. We're 12 below. It's 20 below this morning. You know it's cold when you got the wood stove going full blast and you hear that the furnace is still kicking on, trying to keep the house. We keep the thermostat set at about 65, 66, and if it drops, so if the fire goes out in the middle of the night, we don't freeze to death. But even with the wood stove going full blast, it's still kicking on last night, trying to keep the house up to 66. So it's we got some air leaks. We got some cats here that just love clawing at the door gaskets, and we got to figure out what we got to do about that.
Okay, yeah, we're kind of in the same boat here. Well, not with the cats, but time to change the weather stripping on some of these doors here. One of them, the hinge has got about a quarter of an inch of ice on it right now, and that's on the inside. It's leaking so bad right there, but I don't know. Part of me kind of likes the idea of having some fresh air coming into the house, too. I know it's not efficient, but I think sometimes these houses are so tight, nobody can breathe in them anymore. Air gets so stagnant. But, all right. Well, good luck, Ray, and keep plenty of wood inside there ready to go tonight. Sounds like it's going to be another cold one. So, all right, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, a work day and a work night, just like last night. In fact, I think I'll be working here like this for the next, up into sometime into the weekend anyway. We'll see how it goes. But nothing really new to report here. So this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Bill out there in Wexford, George, Jack, Clint, Bill, and Ray for checking in tonight, and say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT. We'll be clear.
Good evening to all. This is KA3TFB, Bill in Wexford, Western Pennsylvania. I do appreciate all the weather advisories here in New York. Thank you for the update on how cold it is. I probably will sign in tomorrow to ask the same question. And God bless to everybody. And appreciate the hospitality here on this frequency. KA3TFB, we're signing off the Echolink system. God bless to all.
Good evening, Bill. Take care. KD2AIT.
N2IK.
This is N2IK for Mach 10, looking for any stations with or without traffic. Is that a penalty traffic emergency net?
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2MBU, thank you for checking in tonight. This is Octane. This is Octane. Nothing further heard, N2IK returning 217.